Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, February 27th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Friday night is often a date night for people in relationships, and if you're not in one, maybe try to get one by the evening because there's virtually no sports worth watching in this forecast. The best hockey game of the night is the Los Angeles Kings at Anaheim Ducks. These are two of the best teams in the West, and the Kings take an 8-game winning streak into Anaheim. But the game, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, is only on regional networks, so unless you're in California or have the fancy NHL package, you probably won't be able to watch this game. The story of the two nationally televised basketball games is how close they were to being compelling, until something happened. The first game features two teams who should be streaking towards the playoffs. It's the Miami Heat at New Orleans Pelicans, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. The Heat will still probably make it, but without Chris Bosh, who's out for the season because of blood clots in his lungs, they don't figure to have much of a chance to go very far. The Pelicans are only 2 games out of the playoffs in the West, but without their star player Anthony Davis, who has a shoulder injury and will miss the next couple weeks, they'll have a really hard time of catching the Oklahoma City Thunder for the 8th seed. The Thunder are one of the two teams featured in the second game. They play the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. The Thunder, partially because of Anthony Davis's injury, are no longer feeling quite as frantic about their own playoff chances, despite the loss of the reigning NBA Most Valuable Player Kevin Durant to his own foot injury. The Trail Blazers are fine and well worth watching, but this game still feels a little like a letdown. There are only two undefeated college basketball teams in the country. One of them, the men's team from Kentucky, is getting covered like a presidential race. The other, the Princeton women's team, is getting covered like a local school board election. Okay, so some of the difference can be explained by the fact that despite being undefeated, the Princeton team is not considered to be a championship contender. But come on, a lot of it has to do with gender too. Let's break the cycle and watch this rivalry game against Yale online on ESPN3 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So there you go, I stand corrected. There is something worth watching on Friday night. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, February 27th, 2015. You can find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother, Jesse Fisher, for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day and a great weekend.